morning. I am doing fantastic. Listening to a lot of cracks and booms and thunder this morning. Some have been pretty darn close.
I know. A lot of lightning, a lot of thunder, so be careful out there. And plenty of heavy-duty rainfall out there this morning,
there
too.
Is.
So be careful on the roads out there. Well, hey, plenty happening, as always, at the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. And you have a big business after hours coming up this Thursday.
We do. You guys have mentioned it earlier and throughout the week, but we feel very honored. We're very excited that our business after hours in August is the kickoff for the United Way of the Flint Hills, their annual kickoff for their annual campaign. And that's something we just feel very fortunate that we get to be a part of. This is, we want to make sure there's a large crowd there, a lot of support for the United Way. And right now it looks that way. It looks like we're going to have a really large crowd. But since it is at the Dell 5 Event Center, there's plenty of room for more. So if anyone is interested in attending, supporting the United Way, we hope that they do register and come out. That is this Thursday, 5 to 7 in the evening, once again at the Dell 5 Event Center.
All right, so yeah, don't miss that. Big kickoff coming up on Thursday night, so get your reservations in for a very special Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce United Way of the Flint Hills Business After Hours. Well, Janine, what, year 37 of the Leadership Emporia Academy coming up, huh?
Yes, we are once again excited and gearing up for this. We have training coming up for our facilitators. We are blessed. You know, when I talk to other communities and that, we are blessed with a large group of individuals, of alumni who have gone through the program that has said, this program has been so transforming for me. I want to give back and I want to help facilitate. I want to keep fresh on what's out there and what's happening. So we have our facilitators training coming up with that group. And then kicking off, we selected, I think it was last week, we selected our class for the 37th class, and they will kick off with the opening retreat in September. So a lot happening behind the scenes with Leadership Emporia Academy. We will release that list very soon. They should have already received their notification that they're in the class, but we'll release the list very soon to the public.
Looking forward to that, Janine. Always good to talk to you. And you have a great day.
Good talking to you. Thank you. You too. I'm going to do a quick shout out to the Lyon County Fair Board. Congratulate all the 4-H'ers for their hard work and all their projects. It's so much fun as a community member to see their hard work pay off. And I know, once again, a lot of volunteers that put in their time for Fair Week and for all those 4-H'ers. So kudos to all of them.
Yeah, thanks for that. Appreciate it, Janine.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Yeah, Janine McKenna, President and CEO, Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. Be careful out there. The high water is starting to have a real impact. There's been reports of stalled cars on 12th Avenue between 14th and 12th. That's on, on Prairie Street between 14th and 12th. So you don't want to probably head that direction here this morning. Yeah, due to high water and flooding there, and we've got all kinds of rainfall totals. Northeast Weaver Street this morning, 3.25 there. 20th Park Place, 4.9. 4.9 so far this morning. A mile and a half northeast of Bethel Corner, over 2 inches of rainfall. The 800 block of, Congress, trying to get my readings in here. A lot of high water, they're saying, in that area. So, yeah, be careful out on the streets this morning. There's going to be some flash flooding because there is a lot of rain still coming down, and it has been heavy out there this morning. So be careful. 6:56, good morning.
Recently, my wife posted some things online to try and sell them. This is what it's come to in our house. We're tired of cleaning.